Everybody, it is Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. I hope all is well and that we are having a great day. We have a great episode coming up today. Today's episode is basically getting the update as to what is going on in the real estate market for the month of September, or the September edition, rather. So it's collecting all of that information prior to this point in time. Today is February. And 2023, we're going to go ahead and dive right on into this great episode and keep you guys up to date as in what is actually going on. So I know it's been a while for a few folks. So for those who recall, don't forget to like and share this information. Share it with someone that may be in the market right now or that you think will need this information. So let's get us started. All right, guys. So as we get this started here, once again, I am Chris Brown, real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. Welcome to the market update for February 2023. Couple of topics. Be sure to like, subscribe to the YouTube page, as this is our way of being able to communicate with you guys and keep you guys up to date as in what is going on. So appreciate you guys who have been subscribing and sending in questions. We like questions. We definitely like questions. All right. So for today's takeaway, we are going to have a couple of topics that we're going to discuss. But the first topic at hand, will the interest rates continue to rise? So this is a continuous question that I get basically on a daily basis. You know, will the interest rates rise? Will this be a situation that we need to be concerned with? So if you guys have been paying attention, I think one of the previous episodes, a few months back, we know that the Feds are, their intentions are to reduce inflation. By doing so, they feel that increasing the interest rates and keeping them at a higher interest rate than what they were at will allow them to be able to control that inflation. So by them controlling the inflation, they feel that increasing interest rates, that means it's going to be less people buying real estate, buying or borrowing money. So basically any of the industries that are interest rate sensitive, these industries are being impacted by this, because what's happening is the higher the interest rates, people are don't see the margins where they can actually invest or just be able to purchase and afford. So that's why you see a lot of communications out there in regards to affordable housing, a lot of communications in regards to, is this a good time to invest? It's always a big question. It's always going to be a question that will always come down to your specific market. If you're investing, if you're buying, or if you're even selling in your particular market, you want to know your local market and not so much what's going on in the United States. You know, so be careful when you are receiving this information out there. Make sure that it pertains to your market. And then, you know, obviously you want to see what else is going on elsewhere as well. So make sure you're paying attention to those comments that are out there. So will the rates continue to rise? Now, if you guys have been paying attention, they've kind of come down a bit. They went up to a higher point. We're looking at the sevens, mid sevens. Now we're about down into the sixes. So they're still on the higher end than what they are within what they were. Now, for those who've been following me for a while, you know that I'm not afraid of sevens, just because when I started off in the real estate market, I made a lot of money in the beginning, and that's where the interest rates were at. And so I don't see them as being high, but it's just that you just have to make an educational a decision that's based upon what you can do and then also your market. You know, if you're looking to invest, you have to cash flow. The purpose of buying an investment property is for it to cash flow. So make sure you are cash flowing. You know, if you're purchasing a home for yourself, at the end of the day, go ahead and purchase the property today and just refinance, you know, later on down the road. That's what a lot of people do. As these interest rates go up and down, they play the game. If you're able to afford a home, you're buying a home. If you're looking at it for an investment, you're buying in an area where you feel that's going to be pretty desirable or a pretty hot area. So when the interest rates do come down, you can refinance, be able to have equity in your property or maintain the equity that you currently have and be able to move forward. So be smart, or be sure to investigate your current situation and not so much the nation's current situation. All right, will prices begin to settle? Well, guys, if you've been paying attention to the prices have been coming down. And it's not so much that the market is crashing, it's more or less that what people were doing before is that they were predicting the inflation or predicting the equity in the home. So if they had a neighbor that sold their home for 450, they're like, well, I need to put mine on the market for 475. And with that being such a high demand during that time, it's 2 summers ago, or a year ago from now, that's what was going on, and that's what was being accepted. So now what's going on is people, they're placing their properties on the market with the mindset of, hey, my neighbor two doors down, so there's not too long ago, for a certain amount, I should be able to get the same amount or if not more. But that's not the case right now. The market has been changing and is really just trying to see what is going on. Now, the inventory is still low. So why are we in a slow market? It's ideally because of the interest rates, as I just explained. Interest rates are a bit higher, so people aren't so quick to purchase a home, or people aren't so quick to borrow money in order to purchase a home. And then also affordability. A lot of people were able to get into the market because the affordability was there. And what was going on is when the interest rates were so low, they were able to afford real estate at that point, and they were able to afford the prices at that point. So keep in mind, as the prices are coming down, it's more of a price or market correction. This is not so much the market crashing or anything along those lines, because a lot of these homes still have a ton of equity in them. So keep that in mind. Will the prices begin to settle? They're coming down. They're going to get to a point where you're going to start seeing, and we'll keep an eye on it, but I feel that we're going to start seeing whether more buyers are going to come into the market. As we're going to see changes with the interest rates, as in we're going to see them probably dip a little bit at some point once we start seeing changes with the interest rates, and then also the incentives that are out there. The incentives that are out there for people to buy a home right now, there's down payment assistance. If the property has equity in it, some sellers are willing to bring back the seller consents, where they're or sellers and seller incentives, where they're willing to be able to help towards maybe down payment or closing costs, give you a couple of thousand dollars, and that wasn't there, say, a year ago. Just like if you wanted anything from the seller, they wouldn't even look at your contract. So now a little bit of that is being introduced back, so it's shifting where it's having some favor for the buyers. So keep that in mind. We're having some favor for the buyers. Great opportunity. So great opportunity to get into the market. And for those reasons being, and keep an eye on those prices as I will. We're going to see them drop a little bit more, as I suspect, at least in my market. And that's what I'm seeing, that prices are coming down a little bit more and sellers are being a little bit more educated or actually listening to their real estate professionals in regards to those rates. So should we expect a real estate market crash? Hey guys, no. We're definitely not, put it this way, we're not seeing a real estate market crash, and it's definitely not going to be similar to what it has been in the past. Well, the market hasn't been similar to what it has been in the past. People are still buying, people are still selling their homes. So I don't see this as being a crash. Now, is this something maybe later on down the road? You never know. Anything could happen during the market. Could we see the market experience what it did before? You never know. And it's one of those things where, some people were able to predict the real estate market. This is something that we're looking at on a monthly basis, really looking at the details of what's going on. And that's why I bring you this report on a monthly basis to kind of give you guys the update as in what kind of shifts we're seeing. Some of the trends that we're seeing in real estate, are things changing a little bit, and what is changing? So be sure, keep posted. Now, is this a good time to sell? So I always get this question, is this a good time to sell? Well, anytime's a good time to sell if it works for you. And what I mean by that is everyone's situation is different. Now, if you're following the masses and everyone's selling their home, that's one thing. Then it's another thing that hey, if you have a bunch of equity that's in your home, what do you do? Do you want to cash out with the equity, or do you want to use that equity to be able to buy other investment properties, or upgrade. So there's different ways of doing that. One, you can sell your home, get all the cash back from it. Two, there's also what's called a HELOC. So HELOC, spelled HELOC, which stands for Home Equity Line of Credit. So with a HELOC, you can take equity out of your home that you already have built into it, use those funds to go towards investments. So if you're sitting on a bunch of equity and you want to move because you want the money, or you want the money, but you just don't know where to move to, this is a great opportunity for you where you can take the equity out of your home and use that as an investment towards investment property, multi-unit, something that's going to make money. That's the ideal thing. You want to invest it into something that's going to make you more money. Leverage the equity that's in your home so that you can make more money. So is it a good time to sell? Yeah, if that's your situation, if you're a person that wants to move out of an area, it's always a good time for yourself because you don't want to be in an area. That's what's motivating you. But you also have to find somewhere else to live. So you'll probably be paying the higher interest rates these days. So make sure it makes sense to you. Additionally, if you're in a position where you're thinking about selling and you just don't know what to do because you're in a situation where, say, finances are a little bit funny, whatever that scenario may be, you can perhaps use the equity in the home to pay down your bills. Sell the home, pay down the bills. A lot of the homes right now, that if they were purchased, say, 4 or 5 years ago, you guys are sitting on a big chunk of equity. So with that being said, leverage the equity that's in your home to make the right decision for yourself and not necessarily for the economy or for what other people are doing in the nation. So keep that in mind. I'm in the Tampa Bay market, so a lot of people are asking me, hey, should I sell? And I'm like, well, let's sit down and let's talk. You know, and they tell me their situation. And as they're telling me their story, I'm like, well, hey, even if you did keep your home, you're still going to have certain bills and you're still going to have certain responsibilities. So keep that in mind when you are trying to make this happen. All right. All right. So we do have a couple of featured properties. So let's do this. Let's take a look at the featured properties that we have. At this time, we have, it looks like, I believe, two featured properties. All right, so with one feature property we have, oh, get back to that. All right, so one feature property is 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2-car garage, 1962 square feet. This is located in Tampa near, and it's kind of like North Riverview area, 8337 Canterbury Lakes Boulevard. Now, this is a great property. And I, you know, obviously, I'm probably going to say every property is great. But what makes this property unique is that it's location. It's within 2 miles from the highway. It's 1 mile from shopping, grocery stores, restaurants, dry cleaners, medical facilities, financial institutions. Very conveniently located, and with it being so close to the highway, you can get on the highway. You can either go further south in the Hillsborough County area, or you can go to the downtown area. So it's a great shot. A lot of military people find this to be a very convenient area. You find that a lot of people, military families, will position themselves to be in this area because of that. Right, kind of scan through this. And this one has like a nice, it's right on the water, nice view. Great kitchen there. Great opportunity for someone that is looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, good size property as well. Let's see here. Let's take a look at the next property. So this one is located in the Waimama area of the Hillsborough County, just outside of Tampa. 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. Square footage is 1935. This is going for $349,967. Few details about this property. This is a newer home built in 2018. Ceramic tile flooring all throughout the home, except for in the bedrooms where you have plush carpeting, high ceilings. with the property being newer, you the roof is new, the AC is newer, community has a pool, has playgrounds, has a lot of activities for your kiddos, as well as nearby schools. Within 1 mile from the community, you're having grocery stores, restaurants, gas stations, as well as, I believe, financial institutions as well. Actually, financial institutions within 2 miles of the community. So another great opportunity for someone. Take a couple of quick peeks. Now, this property does back up to a reserve, so they have no backyard neighbors. So that's another great benefit. All right, huge walk-in closet there. Good size, ceramic tile, all appliances included. Great room for the kiddos. And this is the reserve, as you guys can see in the picture here, where it's backs to Forest Street there. So no backyard neighbors there. So guys, as always, it's always a pleasure to kind of bring you guys this report, kind of let you know what's going on. My goal is to continue to bring this to you on a monthly basis so that you guys can have the update in regards to the real estate market, especially in the Tampa Bay area and surrounding areas to be. So with that being said, guys, be sure to check me out. You guys can check me out on social media. My handle is at Chris Brown RE Pro. With that being said, be sure to like, subscribe, and you guys will be able to connect with me on social media. And let me do this here. Let's go back to this document. Well, I thought we could. But hey, guys, be sure to check in with me. Little Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. You can reach me at RE Chris, excuse me, at RE Chris, at Chris Brown, RE Pro. And that's my handle for Facebook, handle for all social media. Be sure to connect with me. You can contact me directly, 813-419-3927. Contact information should be down below in the bottom of this video as well. Take care.